of vengeance. Nahum chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. The burden of Nineveh. The book of the vision of Nahum the El Cushite. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger. He doesn't get angry on time. He is great in power. But he will not by any means let the wicked go free. He won't acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. When he shakes his leg, it becomes cloud. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 5. And I'll read all the way to verse 8. It says, for my sword shall be buffeted in heaven. Behold, he shall come down upon Edomia. And upon the people of my cause, people that I have decided to judge, my sword will land on them. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edomia, and the unicorn shall come down with them, and the bullocks, he's about to waste some things, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance, and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion. The day. Tonight, we have a twofold objective, or three. First of all, we want to understand the God of vengeance. Understanding the God of vengeance. Secondly, understanding the purpose of vengeance. Thirdly, understanding the way to vengeance. The God of vengeance. The purpose of vengeance. The way to vengeance. By way of introduction, three things I will let you know. One, we serve a God who is a God of vengeance. We serve a God who is a God of vengeance. Throughout scripture, he introduces himself as the God of vengeance. Said in Romans chapter 12 verse 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. Don't struggle to revenge by yourself. But rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. Let me revenge for you. I will repay, saith the Lord. Vengeance is mine. Lift your right hand and say, I serve the God of vengeance. Say, I serve the God who will never allow the wicked to go free. Say it louder. Say, I serve the God who will never allow the wicked to go free. He is my God of vengeance. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 30, he said, "For we know him that saith, vengeance belongeth unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people." So vengeance belongs to God. We serve the God of vengeance. That is number one. Number two, God has specific days of vengeance. At times we want some things to happen quickly. But many times God has his day of vengeance. We just read Isaiah chapter 34 verse 5 to 8. Where God identified his day, verse 6, 7, 8. "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance." Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1 to 3. We are also seeing, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance." God has days that are marked for vengeance. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 4. We also see how God, he said, "For the day of vengeance is in mine heart." The day of vengeance is in my heart. "And the year of my redeemed is come." We have a God who has days of vengeance. In Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 9 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 46 verse 9 to 10. It says, "Come up, ye horses, and rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men come forth, the Ethiopians and the Libyans that handle the shield, and the Lydians that handle and bend the bow." Verse 10. "For this is the day of the Lord God of hosts, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour, and he shall be satiated and made drunk with their blood. For the Lord God of hosts has a sacrifice in the north country by the river of Euphrates." We have a God who has a day of vengeance. You have been waiting many times. "Oh, this man is so wicked. Why has God not replied him?" And so on and so forth. But God reserves some days that he calls days of vengeance. And I am glad to announce to you that today is one of those days. This night is one of those nights. And vengeance is about to answer in the camp of your enemy. That amen is not a correct one at all. If you know why you are here, you will shout the louder, amen. You know why you are here, you will shout the loudmost, amen. Finally, number three. God executes vengeance on purpose. He doesn't do it haphazardly. He has reasons why he releases judgment. He has his reasons why he releases vengeance. We are going to look at 12 of them very quickly. Why is it necessary for the wicked to be dealt with by God? Number one, to react to and reward the actions of the adversary. God executes vengeance to react to and reward the actions of the enemy. God's vengeance is his reaction to the action of the enemy. Now, I am going to read some very dangerous scriptures. And when you are hearing me, the only way you can confirm you believe it is by the loudness of your amen. Is there any scripture that confirms this? Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35 to 44. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 35 to 44. He said, to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot, the foot of the wicked, shall slide, he shall sleep in due time. For the day of their calamity is at hand. The day of the calamity of all those who will not let you rest. Who will not let the church rest. Who will not let your family rest. Who will not let the nation rest. The day of their calamity is at hand. He said, and the things that shall come upon them, make haste. What is about to finish them is coming in a hurry. For the Lord shall judge his people. He will repent himself for his servants when he sees that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods? Their rock in whom they trusted. Listen, all those who know how to use charm and occultic power and the power to frustrate your life and to keep themselves alive while they are dealing with people, very soon after tonight, their power will fail them. Their altars will fail them. Their talisman will fail them. Their witch doctor will fail them. Their occultic high priest will fail them. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Where is their God? Which ate the fat of their sacrifice and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you now. The thing you are trusting and protecting. You see, we have very, very many wicked people on earth here. They boast in their wickedness. I heard of somebody who calls himself, is it Deputy Satan in a particular village? God killed him here. Vice devil. There are people who boast in their, do you know who you are talking to? They behave like they have 10 lives. And they can kill anybody anytime and just keep on going. And hinder people and just keep on going. I am anointed by fire tonight to say to those people, their end has come. The power they have trusted in to perpetrate wickedness, that power has failed them. It has failed them. Shout the loudest, amen. Check your seat. He says, see now, that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill, and I make alive. Anybody who deserves death, I kill him. God is not just a God of mercy, it's a God of judgment. The lion is the same as the lamb. He said, I kill and I make alive. For those who say, why do they preach this kind of message? That is where we got it from. The Lord killeth and make alive. He said, I wound. Why am I healing this kind of people that were healed today? I wound others who need to be wounded. Anybody who deserves death, very soon after tonight, they shall be laid to rest. Many years ago, a member of our church, a wicked person in her office, I think it was a woman, her office boasted to her that he was going to deal with her. In the church, at the same time I preached and I said, anybody who will not let you rest, may they be arranged out of sight. Do you remember? Arranged out of sight. After he boasted to that lady and was left the office straight, was going to the native doctor to fulfill the boasting. He had a terrible accident. Bram! The two bones broke. Big bones. Was arranged to Kano Orthopedic Hospital. Out of sight. To calm down their mind. That is what it means. He said, I can heal, I can wound. Anybody who will not let you rest, they will be arranged out of sight. Somebody shout power 3 times.
take your seat. We are going.
Have you finished? See now, that I even I now, verse 40. For I lift my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. If I sharpen my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I will render vengeance to my enemies. I will reward them that hate me, hate my people. I will make my arrows drunk with their blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, that with the blood of the slain and of the captives, from the beginning of the revenges upon the enemy. Rejoice, all of you, with his people. For he will avenge the blood of his servants. Anybody who has ever killed people in your family, in this season, God will waste them, bury them. Everybody behind killings in Nigeria, Jehovah will waste them and bury them. Somebody shout, power! He will render vengeance to his adversaries. He will be merciful to his land and to his people. So shall it be. God executes vengeance to react and to reward the actions of his enemy. Why does God execute vengeance number two? To reward, for people to see the reward of righteousness. In Isaiah chapter 58 verse 3, all the way, he said, Psalm 58 verse 3, he said, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. Have you seen such human beings before? If you meet them, you don't need to meet a snake. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Ay, 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 ay. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When the man bendeth his bow, his arrow to shoot, let them be cut in pieces. As a snail which melted, let every one of them pass away. Like the untimely birth, premature birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Anyone who will not allow us to rest, they shall be melted by fire, by the sun of righteousness. Somebody shout, power! I have not finished. There is a verse more. Verse 8. He said, before your pots can feel the tongues, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. God wants to deal with those who mock you, to reward your righteousness. You didn't hear what I'm saying. He wants to deal with you who are yabbing you, mocking as you're going to church, to show people that righteousness is profitable. Maybe you are not the one God is talking to here tonight. Everyone today that people have mocked for following God, for going to church, God is about to reward your righteousness, your uprightness, by dealing with the adversary. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Pick your seat. Why? Vengeance. Number three. We saw it in Isaiah 34, verse 5 to 8. Agalabroto supalatas. Isaiah 34, 5 to 8. Zeto. For my sword shall be battered in heaven. Behold, it shall come down again upon this Idumea, and upon the people of my cause to judgment. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is made fat with fatness. And with the blood of lambs and goats. With the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a great sacrifice in Bosra. And a great slaughter in the land of Idumea. Verse 8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance. And the year of recompenses to end the controversy of Zion. To end the controversy. Why vengeance? Number 3. For the termination of the controversies, contradictions, and conflicts of God's people. He releases vengeance to end the controversy. If you are a child of God, why? Why? There are people who deliberately go to test your Christianity by going diabolical to see whether your church going can face their occultic power. One of the worst things that can happen is that a native doctor, a charm person, killed a Christian by witchcraft. Impossible. Darkness can never swallow light. Never. He said, I want to receive vengeance to end the controversy. Why limp you between two opinions? If it is God, serve him. If it is Baal, serve him. Let's end the controversy. The God who answered by fire, let him be God. Anything that is controversial around you going to church, that the enemy is using, both the enemy and their agents will experience vengeance. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. Some mystery somewhere. Where those from your family serving the devil seem to be succeeding more than those serving God. It's a controversy. Vengeance is needed to handle that. Where those who are living recklessly and carelessly are getting married. And those who are keeping themselves are waiting for who to marry. It's a controversy that needs to be handled. Where those who are fraudulent are rising in their jobs. And those who are maintaining integrity are marking time. It's a controversy. I prophesy by the mantle of vengeance with which I minister tonight. Every controversial issue around your life, around your family, around your destiny, around your career, around the work of your hands shall be arrested by the power of vengeance. Shout the loudest. Amen. Place your hand on yourself and say in the name of Jesus. In my life, no demonic controversy can succeed. In my life, the forces of wickedness can never succeed to establish my life in controversy. Never! Take your seat. Are you ready for number 4? Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 to 10. I was shocked when I saw this. It says, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Don't be afraid. Those who have been intimidated into timidity, whatever. He said, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. The word save many times is the word rescue, is the word deliverance, is the word heal. It's a compound word. Ay, 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 ay. Then the eyes of the blind shall be stopped, opened. That is, there are some people who were blinded by wickedness. That it is when I deal with that wickedness that their eye can open. You ain't saying nothing. Place it on the screen the next. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame man shall leap. That is, after I have executed vengeance. And the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness, water shall break out. That is, there are some people who are experiencing dryness because of satanic and demonic wickedness. He says there are people who need to be killed for somebody to be healed. There are some people who need to be laid to rest for a girl to get married. There are some people who need the slap of God for a womb to be opened. Why vengeance number 5? For the rescue. Number 4. For the rescue, healing, deliverance, and breakthrough of God's people. There is God at times to deal with some people. He said, let my people go that they may serve me. If you won't let them go, I'll kill you. And Pharaoh refused to let them go. So God had to kill both Pharaoh and the army of Israel for the people to go into healing and freedom and liberty and prosperity. Hello? One day, a lady in our church, I think she's from Maraba Church at that time, came because her father and mother, or father, one of the parents or both, suddenly became stroked. And she needed prayer for healing. We prayed for her, I think on the picture or something. And a man and his wife in their village became stroked on the spot. And while they got stroked on the spot, this one got healed. Father and mother. That is a man and wife, witch and wizard, sent arrows of stroke to a husband and wife. As God was healing, as God was to heal this one, it returned back to where it came. There are vengeances necessary to set you free. Not every case of poverty is because of lack of hard work. I heard from Papa one day, a man was in a service. He had a terrible scar on his face from an accident. In the course of the ministry, like just what happened tonight, the scar disappeared from the face of the man, only for them to realize later that it appeared on the face of the one who caused the accident. If scar is good, take it back to sender. So God is saying, I want to release vengeance so that the eyes that are blind can see. The ear that was deaf can hear. So that the lame can walk. So that there can be river in the desert where they dried up your destiny so it can flow. Even if it is one person I am sent for here tonight on this matter, I am all right. Anybody responsible for your affliction, responsible for poverty, for empty-handedness, responsible for any form of bondage in your life, tonight vengeance shall answer in their camp.
Say that amen like a believer. Everyone who has tied you down, tied your family down, tied your brothers down, tied your sisters down, tied your loved ones down. Today I decree, vengeance shall reply on them tonight. Shout power!
Listen, there are some from this night, their confession will start. And after that, they shall be laid to rest. There are some, there will be no time for confession. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Anybody who needs the hand of God, the back slap of God, for you to go free, tonight they shall receive it. Anybody who needs to be laid to rest, who needs to be buried in debt, for your destiny to be released to the next level, tonight they shall experience it. Shout power! Take your seat. Are you seeing the reason for vengeance? So, vengeance is not announced because somebody is wicked. It is announced because there are reasons in scripture why it must happen. Number five. For the establishment of the fear of the Lord in the land. There are things that need to happen for people to fear God. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 17 to 20. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing. And he was clad with zeal as with a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury! Agalabadagaya. Fury, anger to his adversaries. Recompense to his enemies. To the islands, he will repay. According to whatever everybody deserves, he will release it to them. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. In your family, there are people who need to fear God. Even if they won't change, they will fear God. In your community, your village, there are things that need to happen for people to fear God. In our nation, there are things that will happen and the nation will fear God. I announce right now that vengeance, that judgment that will make the land to fear God is released right now. What will cause people in your family to fear your God and in your community to fear your God through your life? It shall happen. Number six. Continue. Isaiah 59 verse 19. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Why is vengeance necessary? For the lifting up of the standard against the flood of the enemy. God uses vengeance to say, devil, stop there. Eh? Where they are ravaging witches or wizards or occult people are eating people in a particular family. And then people die every year or people die every other year or those kind of things. God just comes and bam, stop there. You that is killing people, be buried. So that flood of evil can stop. Am I communicating? That flood of evil can stop. Any flood of evil, tide of evil in your family and in your community that is currently fighting you, your brothers and your sisters, tonight by the power of vengeance, it is arrested. Every cycle of evil is over. Shout it loudest, amen. Number seven, rushing because of time.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Look at this. And the day of vengeance of our God, semicolon. That is, let me explain why. To comfort all that mourn. That is, the crying is too much. Let me deal with somebody so that the tears can dry. You didn't hear what I said? He said the day of vengeance of our Lord in order to comfort those who mourn. He said, I use vengeance to wipe your tears.
So why vengeance number 7?
For the establishment of comfort and elimination of sorrow for the people.
And he said, my day of vengeance is to comfort those who mourn. To say it is enough. Don't cry again. And of course, that comes with beauty. Beauty for ashes. Oil of joy. And so on. And praise. All flow together. I will give you comfort, eliminate your sorrow, and then give you beauty, give you joy, give you praise. Anything that stole your happiness, after tonight, they shall be visited by the power of God. If it is a human being that is responsible for your sadness, for your sorrow, and say you should never smile or rejoice, tonight they shall receive a visitation of vengeance. They shall receive a visitation of judgment. Somebody shout power!
Shout it louder. Carry your handkerchief and prophetically wipe both your sweat and your tears.
Everything responsible for sorrow, responsible for struggle, responsible for mourning in your life, in your family, in your destiny, is over forever.
Take your seat. Number 8, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 3 to 6. I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I would tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury. And their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment.
For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help them. I wondered, there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. And I would tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Why vengeance number 8? For the deletion. Somebody say delete. For the deletion or deleting of the strength of the enemy. He said, I want to face them so that their power can die. Anything that is a power of darkness, whatever be their strength against your life, I prophesy today, that strength is perished. That strength is perished. That strength is perished. That strength is perished. At this time, I want you to stand up and let us read the next verse, which is going to lead us to point number 9. Everybody be up on your feet.
And ushers, again, if there are people hanging out, please bring them in. Are you standing up? Anybody ready for the visitation of the enemies? Say a loud amen. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10 to 13. Everybody read it now. One, two, go. Fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars. Wait. All those that I thought were friends are watching for me to make mistake. They are waiting for my error. Human beings tough. Oh. Many of us, your battle is not as far as you thought. Oh. You thought your battle was from very distant. You thought it was from a very far place. He said, all the people I am familiar with, they are watching for how I will get out of the way. I am their pain. I am bone in their neck. They are wondering, what can we do to this man? They consider you a competitor. You have not achieved much, but you are a threat. Some of you, some people are fighting you on behalf of their children. Why is my own child still in the village and that girl is in Abuja? God just opened my eyes to see some things recently, just in the realm of the spirit and physically, to confirm most battles are not too far. Read it on. They watch for my halting, where I can hit stone and fall. Saying, read it now, everybody. Peradventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take our revenge on him. Verse 11. Everybody loud and clear. The Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore, my persecutors, they are the ones that shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. Hey! Shake the hands of seven people and tell them, those looking for your destruction shall experience destruction. Those looking for your destruction are the ones that will see destruction. Those looking for your destruction are the ones that will see destruction. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Remain standing. Read it on. Verse 12. One, two, go. Let me see your vengeance on them. For unto you have I opened up my cause. Verse 13. Sing unto the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. For he has delivered the soul of the poor from the hand of evildoers. He shall deliver your soul. Take your seat. Why vengeance? Number 9. For the judgment of conspirators persecutors, and undercover enemies. In some places they call them friendly enemies. Frenemy. You thought that they were friends. But regarding your matter, if you put cocoyam in their heart, it will boil. If you put cocoyam in their heart, it will cook. It will roast. That is to tell you the heat in their heart regarding you. David, how are you? Oh, Paul, long time. I like your heart, your tie. Wow. One thing you should know is that I like your style, though. Sword in his heart. It's terrible because those who outrightly confront you, they are better. And you know that this person doesn't like me. But this one, a frenemy. He said, all my familiars, can I go a bit further? They consider you their contemporary. They consider their age mate. They always school together. We did this together. And let's wait now. Something will happen. And that was what they are thinking. Something will happen and we'll overtake him. But God said, I will move. Verse 11 is your verse. Read it again. Jeremiah 20:11.
Read it loud and clear. One, two, go. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper, and their everlasting confusion shall never be.
Somebody came to tell me something. He mentioned somebody's name somewhere. And somebody there said, I hate him. Don't mention his name here. And that person told the person, what did he do to you that you hate him? The person that was confronting the other person is the same mother, the same father. He mentioned somebody. The other one said, I hate him. He said, what did he do that you hate him? He said, I hate him. He said, if you die for nothing now. He's talking to the same mother, the same father. Now the person was telling me when he was relating the situation. He said, that is why it is not good. It's not good to overcry when some things happen to people. Because you don't know what they did. Am I communicating? Everybody who is undercover, number one, God will take the cover off.
Amen. Let me pray a very brutal prayer. Anyone near you that is an agent of darkness sent to ruin your life, smiling with you but destroying you at the back, God will reveal them clearly to you.
At times they use somebody's face to attack you. And the person attacking you is a different person. Yes, sir. Yes. Very true. They use another person's face to attack you. And the person attacking you is a different person. In this season, the real person shall be uncovered.
Can that amen be louder? The real person shall be uncovered. The real person shall be uncovered. The real person shall be uncovered. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Take your seat. Are you ready to pray? In the next few minutes, we shall stand up.
Our time is almost wrapped up. Are you seeing the reason for vengeance?
There are some people, it is the money you gave them that they use against you.
But today, it shall be reversed. You can say that amen louder. Today, it shall be reversed. Every good deed you did for somebody that they have used to fight you and fight your destiny. Today, I declare a reversal. A reversal. A reversal.
Take your seat. Why? Vengeance. Micah chapter 5 verse 12 and 15. Marco Shakala. He said, I will cut witchcraft out of your hand or out of your land. And you shall no more have soothsayers. In case your family is full of herbalists. And I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not had before. I'm going to waste them. Why? Vengeance. Number 10, right? For the cutting off of witchcraft and wickedness out of the land. Witchcraft. He said, I will cut witchcraft out of your hand, out of your land. And I will execute vengeance. Now, God doesn't want anybody to perish. And that is the position that any true child of God should maintain. He doesn't want anybody to die and go to hell. And so his hand is open. And anybody, no matter how wicked, if he changes his mind, God will help them. But there are people who are in agreement with Satan. They sold their soul to Satan. They have agreed with the devil that they will go to hell. Right? There are people also who at the end of the day, after they have finished all their wickedness on earth, they will still not repent. No preaching can change them. They will still end in hell. If he's 50 years and he has, or 60 years and he has killed 60 people, if he lives for maybe another 30 more years, maybe he will kill another 60 people and still die and go to hell. What is the use? Allow him to live, to kill more people. The hell that he will go later, let him go now. Am I communicating? That is the principle. That is the principle. If eventually he will die and still go to hell, let him die fast and go now. I stand with that mantle of judgment we prayed about. Anybody, any hell-bound agent of the devil, unrepentant agent of the devil, who is an agent of witchcraft or sorcery, who is an agent of soothsaying in your life, around your family, around your destiny, that has refused to repent and they are still killing people, I declare in this season they shall be cut off. By vengeance they shall be cut off. Somebody shout power. Shake three hands around you and tell them they shall be cut off. Tell them agents of darkness shall be cut off. Agents of darkness shall be cut off. Around your life they shall be cut off. From your destiny they shall be cut off. Somebody shout power. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Do you want two more? That is number 11 now. Luke chapter 21, verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. That's right.
There are people quoting scripture and the scripture wasn't working. He said there are times where vengeance is needed for this Bible to be real in your life. These are the days of vengeance for the things which are written to be fulfilled. Does that make sense to you? Luke chapter 21 verse 22. It's, now, so, why vengeance? Number 11, for the fulfillment of scripture in the lives of God's people. For the fulfillment of scripture. For what is to be? Some people say, I have been paying tithe. They say, if somebody give tithe and give offering, I have done everything, I have done sacrifice. Why is my life not changing? Why is my harvest not coming? Why is this? There may be agents of the devil resisting that scripture in your life. He said, the days of vengeance make scripture to be fulfilled. Someone say amen. So that your life and your Christianity is not a mockery. Are you okay? If Usher is sleeping, what will member do? All ushers, sleep with your eyes open. Hallelujah. And there are some people who are wondering. There are some people whose healings were delayed. They stood on the word. They tried to quote the scripture. But some forces from hell resisted their healing. He said vengeance is necessary so that the scripture you are quoting can quote. So that the word of God you are standing on can work. There are agents of the devil whose assignment is to mess up your faith. To make it appear as if just don't forget your own will not work. Other people can quote Bible. Other people can. It might work for others. For you, forget. That devil is a bastard. Any man, woman, boy, girls, work of hell that is standing between you and the fulfillment of the word of God in your life, tonight they shall experience judgment. He said, be fruitful, multiply. And there is a devil say, who say you shall not be fruitful. Tonight they shall experience judgment. I decree today, what God has said concerning your life, that the devil has been fighting, tonight that fight is over. Will you say amen like a believer? And any devil and their agent responsible for the fight, today they shall experience judgment. They shall experience judgment. Lift your right and say, oh Lord, arise in judgment and defend your word in my life. Say, oh Lord, arise in judgment and defend your word in my life. Say it louder. Oh Lord, arise in judgment and defend your word in my life. Finally say, oh Lord, arise in judgment and defend your word in my life. Shout the loudest. Amen. Are you ready? Take your seat. Is this thing making any sense to you? Is it making any sense to you at all? So it's not as if some wicked people or wicked pastors or something, or decided that some people should be wounded or laid to rest. No, no, no. It's scripture. You see, there are those whose assignment is to fight the reality of God's word in your life. To fight it. But today is the end. Finally, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. He said, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to allocate tribulation. Somebody say it's an allocation. And tribulation is trouble with compound interest. Compounded calamity. It is a righteous thing with God to do what? To allocate compound trouble to those who trouble you. Is that right, Pa? Is direct. To those who trouble you. To allocate them trouble they can't recover from. But this is the key word. It is a righteous thing with God. That is, it is a department of God's holiness to deal with those who deal with others. If a judge allocate death sentence to a killer, did the judge kill a person? The person killed himself already before he appeared before the judge. The decision to kill is the decision to be killed. He that taketh the sword shall die by the sword. It is God's righteousness. Now, so there is a second aspect of it. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9. He said, with my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes. With my spirit within me will I seek you early. Because when your vengeance is in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. His head, their head will correct. He said there are some people, it is the death of the witch that will lead to their salvation. It is the way and the manner in which a wicked man shall be dealt with by God that will show them that there is God. So what is it? Putting the two things together, what are we talking about? Number 12. Why vengeance? For the confirmation of the righteousness of God and for the establishment of righteousness in the land. The confirmation of the righteousness of God and the establishment of righteousness in the land. To show that God is righteous. And having shown that God is righteous, that people will know to follow God. That is, there are some people who will never repent except on the hospital bed. Quarter to go. There are some people, is when their leg is hanging up in an orthopedic hospital, then their mind will correct. When your judgment is in the earth, the inhabitant, there are some billionaires, it's when they begin to look for money that they start looking for God. When your judgment is in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. So for the sake of the salvation of souls, there is need for vengeance. For the sake of many people not going to hell, those who will never repent by preaching, there is need for drastic manifestations of God's judgment, and it will happen shortly. Something is about to happen in your family that they will follow you to know your God. That amen is too paralyzed. Something is about to happen in your community that will make many people come to church. Something is about to happen in our nation that will make people know that there is a God in heaven. Shout the loudest, amen. If you are set for vengeance, stand
stand up on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. Louder most shout of amen.
Remain standing. Anything we preach about, God confirms. We preach salvation, we give altar call, people come in mass. You saw that playlist and then the altar call. We preach healing, people are healed. We preach prosperity, people are prospered. We preach on vengeance. We see it abundant. When we don't even preach on it, we see it plenty. Belente. Not to talk of when it is the main topic. Under 7 days from today, there will be katakata in the camp of wickedness. There will be commotion in the kingdom of darkness. There will be commotion in the camp of wickedness. Shout the loudest amen. Everybody be up standing. Everybody, both in the main sanctuary, galleries, everywhere, over everywhere you are, be up standing. Calamity, catastrophe. What is the secret of seeing the vengeance of God? Maybe take your seat 1 minute. Let's just do that. Why? Who are the people that can benefit from God coming to deal with enemies? Number one. People who walk in covenant with God. Exodus chapter 2 verse 23 to 25. And it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel. What was it that made God to go to Egypt to deal with Pharaoh? God remembered covenant. Don't be a careless Christian. God is only committed to those who are committed to him. Committed by life. Committed in deed. Committed in sacrifice. You are a covenant practitioner and a covenant walker. Your heart is needed. You see, a man and his wife are in covenant with each other. They belong to each other. In a real marital relationship. Nobody. The husband does not belong to himself, and the wife doesn't belong to herself. What the man has and what the wife has, no difference. Today I don't have any checkbook in my possession, my own checkbook, not one. It's in my wife's possession. But she can't sign it, I sign. I don't have any money in the world that she doesn't know. That is covenant. I am committed to her. She's committed to me. That's covenant. God wants us to come to such a point where there is nothing between us and him. Nothing between. Nothing between. When you are in such a point, it will bury people for your sake. Hallelujah. You know the reason why there is so much problem in homes today is because covenant is not working. Husbands and wives are not in covenant with each other. So I heard a very funny story that a group of husbands gathered at a conference on how to live in a loving relationship with your wife. They were asked, how many of you love your wives? All of them raised their hands. Then they were asked, when was the last time you told your wife you loved her? Some men answered today. Some said yesterday. The majority didn't remember. The men were then told to take their cell phones and send the following text to their respective wives immediately. That is, text your wife, "I love you, sweetheart." Then the men were asked to exchange phones and read the response that each of the wives has sent. Here are some of the replies. One woman said, "That was then, not now." Another woman replied, "I know you want to borrow money again, from me again. Forget." Another woman said, "What have you done again? I won't forgive you this time." That is, he only tells such thing to his wife after he has done something wrong. Another one said, "Is that the name of a new song? I love you, sweetheart." Another one said, "Am I dreaming?" Another one said, "If you don't tell me who this message is actually for, I'll deal with you today." Another one said, "I asked to stop drinking. I asked you to stop drinking." That was manifestation of alcohol. Another one replied, "May I know who is this, please? That is, who is sending?" Another one said, "You should start seeing your psychiatrist again. This is not a good sign." All manner. All manner. That is why there is so much challenge in many homes, because there is no covenant. I'd like you to take your relationship and your walk with God to a level where there is nothing between you and God. That is number one. Number two, make demands on God for vengeance. Take your sin. The secret number one was walking in covenant. Can you place it on the screen? Or you didn't note it? Walking in covenant with God. And secondly, making demands on the God of vengeance to show himself. Psalm 94 verse 1, he said, "O God, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth." O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show yourself. Show yourself. We shall be praying that tonight. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show yourself. That is why we are here tonight. It will not be too long. We shall be off here. But we are going to make demands on the God of vengeance. We'll be lifting our sleep in a short while. And we'll ask God. And as sure as there is a God on the throne, under another 24 hours, somebody will have a testimony. In fact, already there is a testimony. If you have just received a text message about something drastic that has just happened, whether you are here in person or watching, let us know, because I just heard that something already happened overnight as well, in the course of this preaching. There is judgment that has answered somewhere already. Under 24 hours. And under 7 days. Under 72 hours and then 7 days. Without a doubt, God will prove himself. Please, don't move 1 inch until the grace is shared in a short time. Don't move. That's why you came. We're in Lagos for a conference. I was about to move to come because of preparation for this video. And I couldn't move. And my father in the Lord said also that, look, every part of the meeting is important. Just, you have waited all this while, just remain. And I had to wait. We arrived at Abuja here, is it, to 6? This evening. Yesterday evening. I don't think I can boast of 1 hour sleep in the last 24 hours. You know? But I had to be there. I both ministered and received ministration at that occasion. Don't move until that grace is shared. Something is about to happen. You have suffered enough. Shabaga la fero teke siki dagalaga yaya. You have suffered enough. The time of your turnaround has arrived. Will you stand on your feet with a shout of victory? A shout of praise. Everybody on the gallery, can I hear your loudest shout of praise? Shout it louder still. Lift your hands and appreciate God for what you received just now. Appreciate God. I honor God. Appreciate God. Appreciate God. Lift your voice and speak to God. Lift up your hands and go ahead and give the Lord the praise for what you have received. Lift your voice. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your paper. If you have. If you don't have, lift your hand. While that is lifted, areas where you need the vengeance of God. Everyone here who didn't come out for the first altar call, and you are still in the crowd, you need to hand over your life to Jesus. You pray this prayer after me and mean it from your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus. I'm talking to those who have not come out for the altar call and need to give their life to Christ. And if you are among them or you rededicate your life to Christ, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life tonight. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand quickly? All right. At the end of the service, I'll call you forward. At the end of the service, I'll call you forward. Those who pray this prayer now. Now, wave those papers or your hands, whatever it is. Just begin to wave it in anticipation of the vengeance that is about to happen. Give Him the shout of victory.